Nice to have everyone back with us on a Saturday night as we talk some baseball. And fans, when I saw this article come out this week, I said, boy, this is what we need, a little bit of the positive side of what to look forward to and what we think we want to see when baseball comes back. Because I think it's coming back. I think there's a little bit of negotiation going on, still to go on, some cantankerous, and a lot of health protocols still to work out. But I do think we're going to see baseball. So, Jake Seeley of The Athletic, and you know we've had so many writers on from The Athletic, and Andy Baggerly, and Eno Saris, and Grant Brisby, and Jake falls right into that line, Jake Seeley of The Athletic, and his article this week came out. It says, baseball is coming, with a question mark, 82 things, this is what got me, Jake, 82 things I'm excited to see in a 2020 MLB season. I know you do a lot of fantasy baseball as well. You're based back east in Virginia, in the Virginia Beach area. So welcome to the show, and I can't wait to hear a few of these things you're looking forward to. So how are you?
I'm doing terrific. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, you got coast-to-coast connection here.
Yeah, it's very good. And first of all, what do you do generally with The Athletic? I know you do a lot of fantasy baseball, and I guess I'll ask you this question. If it is an 82-game season, what would be your advice to fans who play fantasy baseball?
Strap in for something you've never seen before? Look, the real question I think we're going to have is, for fantasy specifically, but real life as well, is, are the rotations going to be the same? We're talking, obviously, we've heard rumors of 40-man rosters, potentially more than that. Are people going to be playing the full nine innings? You know, are bullpens going to be mattering more? Are closers going to be the consistent gigs? What if there's doubleheaders every single day? And there's just so much going out there into it. And then you have players like Blake Snell of the Rays who's saying, I'm not playing if it's 50-50. I'm just going to focus on 2021. So we might not even have some players we're used to seeing playing in 2020. So I think for fantasy baseball, it's going to be get ready to adapt as quickly as you possibly can, because you're not going to be ready for whatever's happening, because I don't think any of us can particularly, you know, get 100% right of what's going to be this season.
Boy, I agree with you. Jake Seeley is with us of The Athletic. Let's talk about the column you wrote and the article you wrote this week. And 82 things I love about you, baseball. So go ahead. Let's hear a few of them. And I know the fans will have fun listening to this.
Yeah, there was quite a, I mean, like the Colorado Rockies right in with the division. I said, all those youngsters we've been waiting to see, except they're all being held back by Ian Desmond getting all the playing time, or the fact that we won't be able to tell the difference in Rays home attendance, even though there's nobody there, because there's never anybody there. You know, I talked about the Giants, and like, I can't believe half these guys haven't retired yet. And then the Miami Marlins, a bunch of guys, they were like, hey, I remember when he used to play for blank. So I think the funniest one, for me at least so far, was the fact that I said, hey, a Yankees lineup with Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge both healthy. Well, apparently that's already out the window, because now Aaron Judge is doubtful for opening day, whatever that might be.
Boy, it's so true. I mean, all these things. I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. You think of 30 teams, and every team has a drama to it. And even you mentioned the Giants with everyone retiring, and the next thing you know, they're back. But, you know, just some of the things you said, and I'm going to pick out a few of them. Watching live baseball is number one, and God, as you say, duh, and I agree with you on that. Getting annoyed when my teams and leagues with lame weekly lineups lose a player on Monday. The sweet crack of the bat and various sounds that we don't usually hear. Absolutely. Announcers trying to fill the silence with Booger McFarland-like rambling. All right, you got him well. Hopefully more in-game player mics and interviews. Now, do you like that?
I love it, personally. I thought the fact that one of the best ones during the All-Star week when they were doing that, or just seeing the outfielder, the one, I forget who it was, but it was when it got hit off the bat. He's like, oh, I got this. Oh, no, I don't. And it's just, you know, that in-game reaction, I understand it probably wouldn't be as doable during regular season games versus the All-Star game, because if it gets too distracted by talking, you know, then fans would be up in arms, obviously. But you could do it in between the innings when they're on, you know, in the dugout talking and stuff like that. I just think getting that – here's what I'll say. What baseball I think is missing for the young people is personality, and it's the getting upset at the bat flips, it's getting upset at the celebration, and getting to hear the fun in the players' voices that they're enjoying it, I think would get the younger crowd back into it if they could just understand, look, hey, this is a fun game still.
You know, it's funny. Someone said this a few weeks ago on the show that maybe the silver lining in all this thing is we're so desperate for these kinds of things to come back. Maybe younger people will gravitate to baseball now because that's the only thing that's live on the air.
Yeah, and that, you know, hey, that could be the, I guess, the caveat to, like, hey, you get some positive out of it is, like you said, you know, people are dying to. The NFL draft's a perfect example. It was all virtual, and it blew away the previous high by 4 million viewers because, to your point, there was nothing else to watch. Everybody tried to watch that NBA, whatever it was, the horse game that was just miserable and failed, but people tried to watch it because there was nothing else. If baseball comes back, like you said, there's going to be no reason for people not to tune in because what else are you going to watch? And I don't want to say that's what baseball needs, but it's going to be captive audience, and hopefully for baseball that gets them in and keeps them in.
You know, it's so true. Jake Seeley is with us from The Athletic, and Jake did this list of 82 things, and absolutely it's worth it. I've said this for a few years now that The Athletic is really just, it's worth subscribing to it just to see the writers that are involved with it, including Ken Rosenthal today, who put the health protocol out, which we're going to talk about later on in the show. But one of the things you did, number 20, I like this, Lewis Robert's debut with the White Sox and all of the exciting young players, Vlad Jr., Robert Eloy Jimenez, Juan Soto, Fernando Tatis Jr., Ronald Acuna, Kevin Biggio, Bo Bichette, Gavin Lux, Jordan Alvarez, Keston Hira, and more. And, you know, that's the truth. The baton is being passed to these players, and just getting them back on the field and seeing the game again with those guys, people have to love that.
100%. And I know you probably get a million people saying it all the time of like, oh, I've never seen this before. This is always the next year. For as long as I've been covering baseball, like I have, and it's been over 15 years now, I know it sounds cliche or it sounds hyperbole, but I don't remember an influx of talent that was this top heavy, where you're talking about that list of names you just read off. In 2 or 3 years, we could be talking about 10 of the 12 best players in baseball. Like, it just, and that's not even talking about pitchers in that list. And I just feel like we're, like you said, the baton's being passed, and it feels like a whole new wave. It doesn't feel like it's like a sprinkling in of youngsters. And I just feel there's so much great talent and so enjoyable. I mean, we didn't even mention Pete Alonso hitting 50 home runs last year as a rookie. I mean, it's just like guys that aren't even on that list that it's just crazy to still see playing baseball right now at this age.
Yeah, the list is a lot of fun. The Athletic somehow being in the playoff race again, despite most people knowing one or two players on the team. Jose Canseco is still there, right? Yeah, you got that, nailed that pretty good. Shohei Ohtani hitting and pitching again. That's going to be something. And, oh, my God, Albert Pujols is 40. These are all great baseball stories. Keith Hernandez waxing about how everything was better when he was playing baseball. Nationals aiming to defend their title. Yeah, that happened. Dansby Swanson being one of the best values in fantasy. Zach Wheeler and Didi Gregorius in Philly uniforms. That still feels weird. Bryce Harper throwing his helmet in the air and dancing with his team for a walk-off homer. How long did it take you to put this list together? And I'm only at number 40.
It's surprisingly, I would say 2 hours. Because
really?
Like you, yeah, we've all been pining for baseball. And so for me, this is just like almost a sidebar into the inside of my writing. I've always been, even in college before I became a sports writer, just I write off the cuff. I'm gifted naturally in writing. I'm just saying, hey, I wish everybody had that talent. It's just I'm lucky. So what I started with this and why this was so easy to put together is like, you know what? I'm going to get at least one item for every 30 teams. And that's 30 right there. I did 82 because that's the proposal for the games. So I said, you'll double up in some spots. I'll do some real-life things. Like you said, with number one, having baseball back. You know, the DH, that's a universal one. You can throw those things in. And by the time I turn around, I was already up to 80. And I just had to brainstorm for, like, one or two more.
Yeah, fabulous. No, you did. I'm going to follow you on Twitter. It's at AllInKid, right? At AllInKid on Twitter. And
how long is from poker.
Yeah, how long have you been with The Athletic, and what did you do before that?
So before that, I was writing for another company for 2 or 3 years full-time. I've been writing for fantasy since 2010, actually. A lot of it was free at the time. It's just trying to get my foot in the door. I will say that, you know, ideally people would have a paying job to get into sports writing, but sometimes if you really want to make your dream happen, you have to do it on the side. Well, I had a full-time job at a deli. I tried to run in Virginia Beach. I worked for a marketing company. I worked for Geico. So I had a lot of other jobs along the way before I got to the point. Like, I didn't just fall into writing full-time for The Athletic. This is now my second year. Coming up on two years in August.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you did a great job with this one. You got my attention, and I'm going to follow you on Twitter and, of course, follow you in The Athletic on the stuff that you do. At All In Kids. So you're James Holzhauer, huh? You're pushing in all the chips.
I'm pushing it all. Actually, that's how the name came about the very first time I ever played Texas Hold'em. I just thought whether you're bluffing or had the best hand, you just went all in. So at one point, some guy just went, dang, all in, kid, and that's how it happened.
Very good. All right, keep in touch with us. We'll have you on again, and I got a feeling we're going to have baseball and some of these things are going to happen. Although one thing you did have on the list that I don't think we're going to have, and that is you're looking forward to the first brouhaha. I don't think we're going to be touching each other anymore. I think that's one of the health protocols. That's one that they're going to have to adhere to. But the list is great. It's a lot of fun, and that's what baseball is all about. And we forget all the good things getting tied up with the negotiations and the coronavirus and everything else. But there is a part of baseball that we love, and I think you hit it well. So I appreciate you being on, Jake. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Much appreciated.
All right, that is Jake Seely of The Athletic. More coming up, KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.